Recent polling shows Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the lead for the Democratic nomination. But he was grilled about a situation when he was mayor of Braddock, where he allegedly pointed a gun at an unarmed black man he suspected of committing a crime. Fetterman explained.
I heard a burst of gunfire with my young son. I made a split-second decision to call 911, get my son to safety, and intercept an individual, the only individual out, running from where the gunfire came.
Moderators noted that person, now serving time for a separate crime, has said he supports Fetterman's Senate run. U.S. Rep. Connor Lamb countered.
Well, in the same statement, the man said that he believes to this day John is lying about the question of whether he pointed the shotgun at him. The man is incarcerated, and John is one of the people who holds the keys to letting him out. He chairs the Board of Pardons.
State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta, the only person of color in the debate, asked Fetterman for an apology.
And I think John has gotten away with this for too long, with this idea that as long as he didn't know the jogger was black, it was fine what he did. It was not okay what John did. And John, I hope tonight you would say those two simple words. I'm sorry.
Fetterman did not and said he never pointed a weapon at the man's chest. The candidates debated for an hour and also differed on ways to address violent crime, inflation, and the natural gas industry. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.